Hi, it's Nancy from the library, and you are about to hear one of the winning entries from the 3rd annual Page One Writing Contest. So much talent in our little town. Here's page one of Core Corners. Chapter one, Chimes. Anna flinched, sensing the inaudible screech that always agitated the street dogs just before the synthesized chimes began. There were more than 20 boxes now, all mounted high on phone poles, and Silverton was small enough you could hear the announcements from anywhere. No need for Mayor Dave to address jaded citizens from the decaying steps of the courthouse, the way things worked in the first 2 years of the quarantine. Last fall, Anna's brother and his friends had killed a box down by the Lowhead Dam, 3 12-year-olds caught with stones in their pockets and slingshots in their hands. First offense, no detention, but it went on their record.
Skeeter, she'd admonished, you kill the camera first. Sneak up on it. Did you even look for it?
When the familiar tone sounded, Anna peered out the dirt-splattered window of her trailer at the gap in the trees, focusing on a street-side pole bathed in late afternoon sunlight. Force of habit, watching the talking box. But something fluttered in her stomach. This was different. Usually the announcements came at noon and consisted of guidelines, reminders, administrivia. Toward sundown, people were stealing themselves for the night, feeding their dogs before chaining them in the yard. Parley let himself in without knocking, letting the flimsy tin door slam closed behind him. Oblivious to the moment, Anna thought, and feeling entitled as if he was still her boyfriend. She glanced at him, put a finger to her lips. "Silvertonians," proclaimed a reassuring voice. Then a few seconds of static.
"I'm still your mayor, bitches,"
Parley cracked, slumping under the torn fabric of the bench seat, boots on the table. Anna answered his sardonic smile with a scowl, turned back to the window.
"There have been rumors for weeks now," Mayor Dave intoned. "I have heard them, you have heard them, sowing doubt and fear. The govs are coming. They will destroy our town, kill us, imprison us, make us slaves. That will be our reward for surviving Thunderbird, for building our sanctuary. But I want you to know the truth. I have been on the northern road to meet with them. And yes, the govs are coming, but not to do us harm."
Parley snorted.
"They're coming to normalize QC, like they did to Caligon and Maine, like they did it in the Keys. QC and that mitten sticking into the lake. What do they call it? We're next."
Anna hissed at him, narrowed her eyes.
"We've always known this day would come," Mayor Dave continued. "The quarantine can't last forever. Thunderbird couldn't kill us all. It's still out there, but the tide is ebbing. The govs have a drug regimen for it now."
"That's how they do it," Parley said, slamming a hand onto the table.
Core Corners by Edward A. Stabler is one of the winners of this year's Page One Writing Contest. To read the rest of this work, go ask them. Thanks to our sponsors, Maria's Bookshop, Friends of the Library, KDUR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. And thanks to all of the writers who submitted their work. Well done.